So I studied abroad in India, and most people decide to spend their semester abroad in like some place like London or Australia where you can drink a lot, you know, underage. But I decided with some 30 brave souls to go live in a monastery in a rural village and study Buddhism and take a vow of celibacy and not to drink and not to eat any meat and to do the five initial precepts and meditate for like 5 hours a day. So it was a little odd, but it was pretty cool and a lot of fun. So I'm living in this monastery in India, and when we arrived, it was August, so it was like 100 million degrees. It hadn't rained yet, the rainy season hadn't started, so it was very, very hot. And the only way that you could sleep was, I dragged my bed to the middle of the room, and there was a fan that would spin, and about every hour, it would shut off, and because the power would go out every once in a while. And I'd wake up and stare at the fan, just like praying for it to turn back on, and it would turn back on, and I could fall back asleep. You had to sleep under mosquito netting, right, because of malaria, so it was this like slight breeze that could help you sleep. So one day, I wake up in the middle of the night, the fan is shut off, and I see out of the corner of my eye this vision of a monk, a Buddhist monk, right? And he's in his robes, and he's bald, and he's got this scripture, this prayer book, and he's chanting over my bed. I can't do it. I don't know exactly what he was saying, but he's chanting a prayer. And I freak out, and I freeze. I close my eyes. And eventually the chanting stops, and I feel this sort of presence go away. So even though I'm living in this monastery and who knows, you know, what kind of mysterious things happen there, I'm terrified. I don't tell anyone. But for weeks, I can't sleep without my headphones blaring in my ears because I'm so afraid that this monk is going to come back and keep chanting over my bed. So one day, there's some alums of this program visiting, and I overhear one of them talking to our TA and one of our teachers, and they say, "So, you know, has anyone seen a ghost yet?" And I sort of, my ears perk up, and I said, "What? What are you talking about?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, like when I was here, you know, lots of people used to see ghosts. This place is totally haunted." And I said, "I saw a ghost in my room. I've been super terrified. I haven't told anyone, and I can't go to sleep without my headphones in my ears." And my TA looks at me and says, "Well, why didn't you tell me?" I said, "Okay, sorry. Thought I was crazy." She says, "Well, you should just call the nuns." Obviously. So the nuns were some of our teachers, Buddhist nuns, right? And they lived in the monastery with us. So she said, "Go talk to the nuns." I go talk to the nuns. I say, "Okay, so I was told to speak to you. There was a ghost. I saw it in my room." I said, "Well, what was this ghost? Tell us about it." "Well, it was a monk, and it was chanting over me." I said, "What's the problem?" I said, "Well, it's a ghost?" And they said, "Yeah, but it's a monk, so obviously it has good intentions. You know, it's praying for you. It means that, you know, this isn't a big deal." I said, "But, you know, I'm a little, like, freaked out, and I can't sleep, and would you mind getting out of my room anyway?" And they said, "Okay, sure." So they come to my room, and I pass my TA, and she starts singing the Ghostbusters theme song, and I'm like, "Shut up, I just want to get the ghost out of my room." And so they come in, they say, "Let's show me your room." And I show them, and they said, "What's this? Your bed is moved." And I said, "Yeah, it's under the fan. I don't know how you sleep otherwise." And they said, "No, oh, absolutely not. You've got to move your bed back." They said, "You know, every single monastery is positioned around the temple, right? This is Bodh Gaya, India, the Mahabodhi temple where the Buddha attained enlightenment. You have to place your head towards the temple. You've flipped it around and put your feet towards the temple. That's bad luck. The monk was just trying to help you out." My bad. So I said, "Great, no problem. I'll put it back, I promise. Won't happen again." They said, "Sure, okay, good. That's good. We'll still do some chanting. We'll get the ghost out of your room." So I watched as they did this little ritual and said some prayers and never heard the ghost again. Thank you.